U.S. President George Bush welcomed 72 new American citizens in a ceremony at Monticello, the Virginia home of Thomas Jefferson, the author of the Declaration of Independence.
Those of you taking the oath of citizenship at this ceremony hail from 30 different nations. You represent many different ethnicities and races and religions, but you all have one thing in common, and that is a shared love of freedom. This love of liberty is what binds our nation together, and this is the love that makes us all Americans.
On his final 4th of July as president, Mr. Bush paid tribute to the beliefs Thomas Jefferson set out in the Declaration of Independence.
The principles that Thomas Jefferson enshrined in the Declaration became the guiding principles of the new nation. And in every generation, Americans have rededicated themselves to the belief that all men are created equal, with the God-given right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
John Adams, who signed the Declaration and later preceded Jefferson as president, said the 4th of July would be the most memorable in the history of America, solemnized with pomp and parade, bonfires and illuminations. Each year, Americans from coast to coast celebrate the holiday just as Adams had intended, with picnics, festivals, concerts, fireworks displays, and parades. Here in Washington, an Independence Day parade drew thousands of people from across the country.
Eastern Kentucky.
Raleigh, North Carolina.
Santa Cruz, California.
Woodbridge.
Oh, okay.
Virginia.
Lafayette, Indiana.
And Independence Day has a special meaning to each one.
Just living in a free country and enjoying all the freedoms that we have.
It means freedom. And an appreciation of
food and beer.
Independence. Freedom. American way. Life of the American.
I love America. It's patriotic, everything about it.
Well, the 4th means years and years of struggle for freedom. Over the years, sometimes we seem to take that for granted, but I'm a former military guy, so something that I don't take for granted and something that we should never forget what we've come through in the struggles.
The chance to be free in a country that promotes freedom all across the world. And I'm proud to be an American.
More than 1,200 U.S. troops serving in Iraq marked Independence Day by re-enlisting. Democratic presidential candidate Barack Obama took part in a parade in the northwestern state of Montana, and Republican candidate John McCain celebrated the holiday in his home state of Arizona. Kent Klein, VOA News, Washington.